Well, Marnie, tonight the more pressing concern in Oregon, dangerous winds, fast-moving wildfires, but still present here in Portland, simmering civil unrest, which has clearly left a mark on this city. Every day there are multiple scheduled events. Right now there is a kids' march for Black Lives. Later there's meditation for Black Lives. However, the images of violence keep gaining national attention. Oregon's biggest city sits proudly in the Willamette Valley. Its population of more than 650,000 is surrounded by incredible scenery and natural beauty. Portland has long been known for being quirky, artsy, and active, with a history of political activism. Images like this have become what Portland is known for lately. A summer of rioting has been fiery and even deadly, all sparked by the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis in May. Today, the signs of civil unrest are prevalent all over Portland. There is understanding, but also frustration and sadness.
It's definitely going to take a long time to blur this image of Portland. I really feel so sad about all the destruction of that beautiful elk statue. That's the one that I will miss the most.
Portland's iconic elk statue that had stood downtown for 120 years was removed back in July due to vandalism. The city was already reeling from the pandemic and a significant homeless problem when the demonstration started. While there is strong support for the Black Lives Matter movement and peaceful protest, many Portland residents feel rioters have ruined the momentum.
For me, myself, it's the onus onto me to show more of those peaceful aspect of things. So obviously it does bother me, but I'm human like everybody else. So I would assume anybody from any other city, that would bother them if that was the representation of their city, right?
It's gone off the rails, I think. You know, just the destruction of it, of our city, you know, that it's affecting people that it shouldn't be affecting, essentially.
Stuart Tickner co-owns the Urban Pantry, a new takeout restaurant in the popular Pearl District. It finally reopened this week after a COVID shutdown to retool its operations. There's concern since COVID and unrest have fewer people coming downtown.
What we're seeing is that people are more afraid because of the news than what's actually going on.
While many stores remain closed and boarded up, far more are open, with people socially distanced and masked. And away from downtown, people continue to enjoy the splendor of Oregon. Portland native Leslie Black hopes the city's image isn't forever changed.
I think it's incredibly sad because it undercuts all the wonderful things that are happening. I think that the understory of all of this are people coming together to help each other, rather than violence and divisiveness.
Many say violent extremists are a serious problem and expect there will be more rioting. While unpredictable, the situation has Oregonians on guard and on the defensive.
I want the country to know it's safe to be here and that what they're seeing is just a small microcosm that's kind of edited for, you know, to show dystopian society, which is not the case.
The office of Mayor Ted Wheeler did not respond to an interview request, but he has previously expressed condemnation of the violence. He recently told the Oregonian of the need to de-escalate the situation in order for people to come together, find common ground, and to reach those goals and the reforms being sought. Wheeler faces re-election in November. Live in Portland, Nancy Liu, News Nation.